Soon after healing the centurion's slave, Jesus went to a city called Nain. His disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son. She was a widow, and with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Starting last Sunday, we embarked on a journey throughout the great stories of healing and teaching in the ministry of Jesus. Stories which will take us through various cities, places, and landscapes throughout Palestine. Stories which remind us that God in Christ can do extraordinary things in the most mundane places amongst the most ordinary people. Stories that remind us that God is always with us. From last week's story of faith and healing in Capernaum, this week we are brought to a new site, a new dwelling place for Jesus' ministry to expand, the town of Nain. We're told that upon entering the gates of Nain, Jesus encounters a funeral procession. However, we are not told much about what has taken place. Rather, we are simply told that the man who has died has left behind his widowed mother, a mother who, like any parent, mourns and weeps at the loss of her child. To this very scene, a scene of death, pain, sorrow, and mourning, Jesus walks into. Jesus has not merely entered into a new city, but has entered into one of the hardest and most painful experiences of any human being, the death of a loved one. And upon entering this great moment of pain and suffering, Jesus tells the weeping mother to stop and touches the bier where the corpse of the mother's son lay. In the middle of a burial rite, and in the midst of human mourning, a strange man has come and interrupted a funeral. Now I wonder how you would react if this happened to you. If you were mourning the loss of a loved one, and a stranger interrupted their funeral. And while for us it may be a common occurrence to see individuals touch the coffin of a loved one, in the world of first century Judaism, the only world Jesus would have known, this would have not been the case. We are told that upon Jesus touching the bier, the bearer stood still. While we can romanticize the story and claim that the bearer was suddenly impacted by the glory of God in Jesus, truly, what happened was shock. It is likely the case that they stood still because a complete stranger has interrupted their funeral. It is sometimes the case that in our deepest moments of grief and suffering, what allows us to begin healing and to begin to look towards the next chapter of our lives is a subtle interruption, a gentle interruption that breaks our routine, even in the hardest times of our lives, An interruption allows us, if not forces us, to step back, even for just a moment. And sometimes those interruptions of life are God's way to remind us that we are not alone. It's God's way to remind us that even in the deepest moments of grief and mourning, of confusion and sorrow, God is there with us. And dare I say, God is more often than not an interruption in our lives. For Elijah, God interrupts his daily life and tells him to go into a new city. In Jesus, God interrupts human history, inviting humanity to reimagine itself for the life of the world. And in today's gospel reading, God in Christ interrupts the weeping mother and the crowd that has gathered to bury their dead, to remind them that death is not the end, that death will not have the last word. God interrupts our lives, not so that we may panic or be burdened, but to remember that we are not alone. God's interruptions take place so that we may realize that in our life journeys, we are not alone. As busy as we may be, and as hard as things may get, God will not abandon us. And thanks be to God that we who proclaim a common faith in Christ are not merely friends or acquaintances, but part of the body of God. And you, St. Paul's, are part of that body, a body of faithful people who is here to pray for one another, to break bread together, and to bury the dead who have called this sanctuary their home. And your witness in the world, whether in worship, or at a homeless shelter, or at Pride in the Park, is a reminder to the world that God is among us. So be ready to be interrupted by God. It's only a matter of time. Amen.